This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo urged the international community to recognize the interim government of opposition leader Juan Guaido as he stands up to disputed President Nicolas Maduro. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
We must all be guided by the pursuit of the well-being of the Venezuelan people.
UN Undersecretary General Rosemary DiCarlo told the Security Council the crisis has had a grave impact on the Venezuelan people.
With high levels of political polarization, growing humanitarian needs, and serious human rights concerns. And the economic situation in the country has become dire.
Former President Maduro bears full responsibility for this tragedy.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is trying to help the Venezuelan people.
Our nations must stand up for the rule of law and support the leader who the Venezuelan people have affirmed as their legitimate interim president.
But Russia's U.N. Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia told the council,
"We're seeing an unceremoniously and in breach of all norms of international law, an attempt by Washington to engineer a coup d'etat in this country."
I'm Ben Thomas.
The death toll from the collapse of a dam holding back mine waste in southeastern Brazil rose to 40 on Saturday and likely to climb as searchers flying in helicopters and rescuers laboring in deep mud uncovered more bodies. Rescuers have suspended their search for survivors until Sunday. An estimated 300 people were still missing, and authorities expected the death toll to increase during the search, made more challenging by intermittent rains. Employees of the mining complex, owned and operated by Brazilian mining company Vale, were eating lunch Friday afternoon when the dam gave way, unleashing a sea of reddish-brown mud that knocked over and buried several structures of the company and surrounding areas. This is VOA News. The United States and Taliban may have agreed on a plan for American troops to leave Afghanistan, sources privy to the development told this to VOA, and return. The insurgent group has given assurances that no international terrorist groups would be allowed to use Afghan soil to threaten America or any other country in the future. The U.S. drawdown plan would require the Taliban to observe a ceasefire. Both the withdrawal and the ceasefire, however, will be limited and conditional. A Pakistani lawyer who fled to the Netherlands after defending a Christian against blasphemy charges and is returning to Pakistan, lawyer Saiful Malook, has announced that he will return to attend the January 29th Supreme Court hearing of his client, Asia Bibi. Tuesday's proceedings will decide an appeal against Bibi's acquittal, which was issued in October after she spent years in prison under death sentence. Malook left the country last year when violence broke out following Bibi's acquittal and he received death threats. Yellow vest protests continued across France for the 11th week in a row. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Around France, police deployed about 80,000 officers to patrol the events and to disperse trouble. At the iconic Bastille Plaza in Paris, police used tear gas on demonstrators who hurled items within reach. Elsewhere in Paris were more peaceful protests. One protester named Brice complained at the current state of affairs. "We don't have money. We will be here every Saturday, don't you worry. This summer we will still be here because we can't go on holidays." Macron has sapped some support for the movement by taking an active role in recent days in a national debate in towns across France, launched to address the protesters' concerns. Some protesters have called this a smokescreen to distract the French from his pro-business policies. I'm Karen Chamas.
A dozen immigrant workers at one of President Trump's golf clubs in New York who are in the U.S. illegally were fired this month, even though managers knew about their illegal status for years. That's according to the lawyers for the worker. As the president rallied against immigrants coming into the country illegally during the government shutdown, a manager at the Trump National Golf Club in Westchester County called a dozen immigrant workers into a room one by one and fired them on January 18th. Many of them had worked at the club for at least a dozen years, he said, and managers knew that they had submitted phony documents, but the managers looked the other way. Pope Francis delighted a crowd of about 600,000 people at Saturday's main event at his Panama visit, an evening vigil service in the Metro Park area of East Panama City. After looping through the cheering crowds in his Popemobile, Francis told the audience that he understood their anxieties and fears for a future where jobs are scarce and education is not always available. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, everyone. Happy weekend. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm your host, Heather Maxwell. I've got an awesome playlist of music from all around Africa. Angolan Kizomba, iconic rock from Niger, trending Afro beats from Nigeria and Tanzania, songs from two Sound City MVP award winners, plus a lot more. Our friend, reporter Bill Odidi from Nairobi brings us an exciting interview with Kenyan guitarist Kato Change and two major African artists, Rocky Dawuni and Faseku Kuyate, are dropping brand new albums. And finally, the biggest news that I'm deeply saddened to report is the death of Oliver Mutukudzi, the legendary Zimbabwean musician and friend of mine and many others here throughout VOA Africa. He passed away January 23rd in Harare. Song of the Week features one of Tuku's best songs, and Mike Hove of the Zimbabwe Service joins me to present that. And throughout the hour, we'll listen to other pieces of Tuku's best songs and moments that I had talking with him in D.C. and in Norton, Zimbabwe. But to begin, we start on a happy note with Awilo Longomba's 1998 techno sukus, Kupe Bibamba. Wepa! right, hello everybody. That was Awilo Longomba's 1998 Techno Sukus Coupe Bibamba. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. The third annual Sound City MVP Awards held in Lagos, Nigeria happened recently, and the next two songs are by two of its winners, no strangers to Music Time in Africa. Navi Kenzo, the Tanzanian duo Aika and Nario, whose song Katika I presented just last week on Song of the Week, won in the Best Group or Duo category. I didn't know that last week, but congrats to them. Here's their most current, awesome hit, Kamatia.
Kamata chini, kamatia chini, kamata chini, kamatia chini, kamata chini, kamatia chini, kamata chini, kamatia chini. I'm gonna call you Lola, I'm going to be your kaka. Kagari alifai kuna toyo, na tukichoka da twende moro. Usinipe gonjwa la moyo, cause you them girls and lawyer. You die, you feel, you know you're rocking with the best man. And I've been so lonely in my life, but now I can hold on tonight. Cause I decide. Come out to chini, come out to your chini, come out to chini, come out to your chini, come out to chini, come out to your chini, come out to chini, come out to your chini, come out to chini.
I'm gonna call you Coco, I'm gonna be your Lolo. Wanifanya niwe kama popo. So many times that I want you, baby, baby, yo. Bring me some new love, take me to the top. So many times that I want you.
Don't you say that I would deny, get you down to my soldier. To me, I wanna see you whine. Let us get to that corner.
Don't you see I would not deny, let me hold your shoulder. I'm gonna really whine and take it slow, cause I'm falling in love.
Come on, Tachini, come on to your chinny. Come on, Tachini,
cause I'm falling in love.
All right, so that was Navi Kenzo. And here is Magun Remix by Niniola and featuring Busiswa, African women who are rocking it. Busiswa just won Best Female MVP at the same Sound City MVP Awards.
Heather. You just heard Magun Remix. Before that, Kamatia by Navi Kenzo. You can watch these artists on my YouTube channel.
This is Music Time in Africa.
Now, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, and many of you have probably already heard, the world lost a music legend on January 23rd. Oliver Mutukudzi passed away. He was 66 years old, and was so prolific, he recorded 67 albums. In 2012, he visited my studio here at VOA in Washington and explained how he developed his iconic guitar style that became known as tuku music.
What I do is I love mbira so much, but I never got hold of a mbira instrument when I started. I got hold of a guitar. But the way I learned my guitar was by adapting the mbira sound to my guitar.
Can you show us?
Okay, I'll give an example.
Yeah.
That's how the mbira
flows
and sound, and
it's beautiful, and it comes through the guitar in such a magical, unique way.
You see, it's the same. I just adapt how the mbira plays into my music, which comes to the reason why my fans called the music tuku music.
That was Huroi by Oliver Mutukudzi. May he rest in peace.
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click Listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Hello, music lovers. The 2011 Grammy nominee Ngoni musician Baseku Kuyate just dropped a new album, January 25th. Here's a sample of that new work, Deli. The vocalist is his wife, Ami Sako.
Money.
chola, yeah, ona fara dondola. Mumbe dariba, saya debe daribe bandondo. Dari mana me chogo chola, yeah, dari na fara dondola.
Base Kukuyate and Ngoni Ba with a cut from his brand new album, Miri. Now, another new album is going to drop March 8th. It's called Beats of Zion. The artist is reggae musician Raggy Dawuni from Ghana. His previous album was nominated for a Grammy in 2016. Here's a lovely taste of what's to come, a pre-release from the album Beats of Zion, just released January 25th.
Patrol and the aces in the hole. Got a new beat on repeat, and now the nation's on your feet, singing ready to rally. Beats of Zion.
Hello there, this is Oliver Mtukudzi from Zimbabwe. I am with, okay, Heather, Dr. Max.
Yeah.
And the program is Music Time in Africa. Oh, best show.
All right, guys, so let's chill for a bit. Here's Shekinah. This is Different, featuring Mary Jean.
I said, I did.
party. Man, you have plenty, oh. I said for this my party. You go chop with plenty, oh. Where my woman? Who's supposed to the party, oh?
And this is the song of the week.
All right. Hello, everybody. Joining me today for Song of the Week is Mike Hove from the Zimbabwe Service.
Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for having me here.
It's a pleasure to have you on the set.
I'm super excited.
I decided to have Song of the Week a feature of one of Oliver Mutukudzi's songs in light of his recent passing.
Yes.
And you being from Zimbabwe and a musical guy, I wanted your insight. Out of all of the songs of 67 albums, I mean, how can you pick one song?
It's next to impossible. It's really next to impossible. I don't even know where to begin. I mean, we all have that one song that sticks to our heart. And the song that I love is Todi.
Todi.
Yes.
I love Todi too.
Okay.
Because the melody is so catchy and anyone can sing it, no matter what language. But why did you choose the song Todi?
So growing up, my dad used to love Oliver Mtukudzi. And so whenever we travel from Harare to Bulawayo, he'd always pop the CD in. And that song always used to hit me home. I grew up loving that song. And even when I moved to South Africa, people that never understood Oliver Mtukudzi would come to me and be like, hey, Todi. And I'll be like, okay. They're like, Sen, Sen. So for me, that song has always stuck by me since through and through. Yesterday when I found out about the news, that was the one song I had on repeat throughout the whole time.
Well, and one thing I'd like our listeners and viewers to know about that song is the message. Mm-hmm. So Todi, it sings about a lot of things, but it sings also about the AIDS epidemic and how people were dying and were also killing each other by passing this virus.
That is correct.
Do you have something to say about that as well? How did you feel about that when you were a kid listening to that song?
So, you know, as a kid, you never really understand it.
Yeah.
So one thing I loved about Tuku is his secret was within the lyrics. It was in the message. As you grow older and you start listening to his music, you start understanding it a lot more. So as I grew older and I'd listen to this music, I could relate and I could understand. When you look around, I have family members that have passed on due to HIV and AIDS. So for me, I then started to kind of understand, like, okay, this is why people kind of love it. This is why people kind of resonated towards him, his music. It was something else. It was something special.
All right, so let's listen to Todi. This song was recorded in 1999.
Yep, I was five.
Oh, man.
Yep, that's correct. Five.
All right. So let's listen to Todi by the late Oliver Mutukudzi.
Todi, what shall we do? Sinzinjan,
what shall we do? Sinara rambo, but we know that you wanna.
shall we do?
Oh, wow. That's...
Bye, Lord. We're going to miss this guy.
We're going to miss him.
Such a legend.
May he rest in peace.
To go on the same day as Yuma Segel.
1 year apart.
Man.
I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mike Hove.
And that was Song of the Week. All right. I want to take us now to an iconic sound of Niger. The electric guitar band Tal Nacional. They've been around for decades and just keep on making great music. This song, Claire, is from the band's 2015 album, Zoi Zoi.
Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
All right, now coming up soon, Bill Odidi brings us a fantastic interview with Kenyan guitarist Kato Change. But first, let's get our Kizomba groove on. Yeah! Here's Angola's Matias Damasio with Kwanza Buru.
No tempo do Kwanza Buru, Maria não conhecia dólares. Era tudo por amor. Quando se amava, se davam flores. No tempo do Kwanza Buru, nosso saudoso Kwanza Obidie. Só bastava 50 simbeu pra comprar piteu. No tempo do Kwanza Buru, Gasparito não era ambi. Se comprava na loja do povo e o povo comia. Se comprava na loja do povo e o povo comia. No tempo do Kwanza. mesa burroê. Alambamento era tradição, garrafão de vinho na mão e na carta 50 simbeu. Hoje o Kwanza ficou esperto, é mamauê, mamauê. Na carta do pedido, agora embora dólar, ué. Vamos parar aonde mamar. Hoje o Kwanza ficou esperto, é mamauê, mamauê. Maria não quer flores, quer embora e desde Veracruz. Vamos parar aonde? Só me resta é chorar, mamauê. 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 Mais velho é quem tinha mais idade. Hoje é quem tem boracumbu, xabaculê, famoso papel. Candengues de 20 anos, dando dreguelhês em costas de 40. É só na mangolê, é só na mangolê. Agora na carta do pedido é, estão pedindo muitas coisas, mamá. Sapato, sola seca, carrada de areia. Parabólica com 6 meses adiantados, panos do Congo, cerveja do estrangeiro, se nacional esborancorado, televisão de 60 polegadas, chinês pra vedar terreno de 20 por 40. Só me resta é chorar, ai minha mãe. Só me resta é chorar.
That was Matias Damasio with Kwanza Buru. I'm Heather, and this is Music Time in Africa. Now, we turn to Nairobi and meet Kato Change. Bill Odidi reports.
A warm welcome from Nairobi in Kenya. Thanks, Heather. I'm Bill Odidi, and today I'm treating you to the music of Kato Change. He's a Kenyan guitarist who's played with various formations, but is now producing his own material, stepping out into the limelight on his own. His first album is called The Change Experience. It's got a wide variety of styles, from jazz to house music and everything in between. Here is a track called Staccato to get us underway.
My name is Kato Change. I'm a guitarist and artist from Nairobi, Kenya. I've played for like 15 years, but professionally for like 10, 11 years. I just came back off tour. I was in Brazil for...
In Brazil for a month. Who gets the opportunity to go to Brazil to play music in Brazil? My goodness.
Music has...
You enjoyed all the flavor, the color.
Yes, sir.
It's
a beautiful culture.
It's incredible.
And they love Africans. And their style is very connected to Africa. It's like African rhythm and European harmony.
Give us a taste of what we're going to play first from... This was your debut album,
This was my debut album. It's a song that's now started making moves because DJs from South Africa started remixing it, and they started making an impact in Europe. It's called Abiro, featuring a singer called Winyo.
And you know Winyo means a bird in he's got the voice of a bird, this guy.
Yes, he's a brilliant, brilliant singer, vocalist, singer-songwriter, just a musician in general. I'm really glad he came on the record and blessed it with his voice.
Yes.
So Abiro with Winyo.
Abiro! Abiro di tamana, Abiro di tamana,
album, The Change Experience, what is the reception to that? I mean, first of all, talk about making the album.
Initially, I actually hadn't planned on releasing an album. I was just writing music and recording. So I had written like maybe 30 or so songs. So we just started releasing songs, and at a point where like we have enough material to put together an album. 3 years later, we released this album, because we had released maybe two or three videos before that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's probably time to now break out as a solo artist.
What are we going to play next?
There's a song called Kofi Ngangate. Mm-hmm. It was actually written by a guy called Parfum Zola. It was in 2012. I was on tour in the States. It's a program called One Beat.
Oh, is that the State Department program, right?
Yes, sir. Okay. So we met 32 okay. musicians in Florida for 2 weeks, created music and toured all the way up to the East Coast. So at the end of the tour, we went to a studio called Joel Hamilton Studio in New York. Studio G, Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And we recorded the song, Kofi Ngangate.
Show! Show, 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 show,
That's the sound you get when Kenya meets the Democratic Republic of Congo and Nigeria. Musically, of course, Kofi Ngangate by Kenyan guitarist Kato Change, along with Parfum Zola from the DRC, and Nigerian Kayode Kuti. What an exciting fusion. I'm afraid that's all the time we had from Nairobi. Now it's time to hand you right back to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa. I'm Bill Odidi. Until the next time, here's a little bit more of Kofi Ngangate with Kato Change.
All right, thank you, Bill. So, darling listeners, we've got time for one more song, and I want to end with the beautiful and iconic music of Oliver Mutukudzi. Here is Neria, one of his most beloved songs of all time. Tuku passed away January 23rd. He will be sorely missed, but his music will live on forever.
Neria, Neria, wo zavore moyo kaneria, mwaria newe. Zavore moyo kaneria, mwaria newe. Mwaria newe kaneri, mwaria newe. Kuvimwa ne murume amba, zino na moyo.
Okay, and with that beautiful song by the late Oliver Mutukudzi, it's time to say goodbye. Thank you all for joining me. Thanks also to Mike Hove for joining me on Song of the Week.
and to Bill Odidi and Kato Change for their interview from Nairobi. Remember, you can always click over to my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, my Facebook page or Facebook group, my Instagram, which is at MTIA Maxwell, or Twitter at Music Time Africa, and get updates, fresh news, photos, and videos all throughout the week. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 UTC. We're also on shortwave radio, Friday at 0905 Universal Time, and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 2205 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online anytime. Just go to voanews.com. Search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, Africa. Stay blessed.